Hi everybody, welcome to the EmacsConf 2023. I hope you're doing well and you're having fun. I'm Tony Alden, and in this talk we are going to see how to build a static website with the package 1.l that I wrote. But before we start, I'd like to thank all the people who organized that conference. So thank you all for the great work. So now let's jump into the documentation of 1.l, which is built with 1.l. In the install page, we can see that we have a sidebar with all of the pages in the documentation, some buttons to switch between pages, and we also have a table of content for some of the pages if we need it. Now let's jump into 1.l repository and see why I like how it is implemented, because the website that we've seen, the documentation, is just one file. So this is that file with the headline of level one being the web pages. There needs to be a web page to have the org property one set to a render function. We are going to see how they work after, and the custom ID, the value of the custom ID is the path of the page. So really the website that we have on the left is this file. So to me, this is something simple like that I wanted. And another thing is that when we want to change something with 1.l, we don't change configuration or write JavaScript or anything else. We just write Emacs list code or a bit of CSS. So this is what we have with a mini buffer website that is built with 1.l. And the only thing that I had to do is to write Emacs list code. So those are two things: the content in one file, and if we want to change the layout, CSS and Emacs list. This is 1.l. Now let's go to our note, and we are going to start a new project. How do we do that? In a new empty directory, so new project directory, we call the function 1default-new project. We have that project, which is one file with the five default type of pages that we have, and one CSS file. How to build that website? Okay, so we call the function 1-build. This builds the website. We jump into a terminal, and now if we run tree, we can see that the website has been built in the public directory with the information in the org properties and the content of 1.org files. Okay, cool. Now we are going to render that in the browser to serve that. And to do that, we can use Browser Sync utility. Which is cool with that is that each time we are going to we go into public, each time we are going to change or rebuild the website, this will be a reload in the browser. So this is that website is now this one. So let's put them side by side. We go there and we may do something like that. So 1.l, the home page, so our custom ID with the value just a slash, is rendered with that function 1-default-home, which is a render function. And the first argument of that function is the headline, this current headline. So parsed with the org parser, and then we do the thing that we want to do, and the render function return an HTML string that is used to build the pages at the custom ID. Now we can go to another web page, the second web page, and we see that there is a different value for the one property. So another render function, and the custom ID at the path of that page. So we can see that in the browser. So this is blog slash default home list pages. So this is that. Now there are three other pages, but we can list that like that. We do a grep in that files, and we see the different default render function. In the second part of that talk, we are going to write a render function. So we are going to see that after. Now, maybe we can go to the default page. And let's modify that default page. So we see that this is this uses 1-default render function. And now let's write foo bar bars. We want to modify the content. We save. we call again 1-build, this rebuild, and we see here we have it foo barbaz in the default page. Now we can use when we use 1-build, this also copy the files in the asset directory into the public directory. So this is not always what we want to do. Sometimes we just change the content, and for that we can use 1 and render page at once. So if we use that one, this just render the current page. So we see that we have again foo barbaz in the page. Now let's add a new page. So to add a new page, we just have to copy one of them, maybe the default page. We are going to call it maybe Emacs conf 2023. We still use 1-default render function to render it, but we want to change the path. So the custom ID, we are going to give it blog and Emacs conf 2023 with a slash at the end, and the content we no longer want as it one, but maybe we're having a lot of fun. So we save that, we rebuild with 1-build this, and now where now we can look at the top and pass it the path 1 Emacs conf 2023. So we have that new page. Now how to link between pages? So we are going to write a link that link to the last page, so page with the table of content. To do that, we just have to use the value of the custom ID, and to link to a custom ID inside our mock, we use the hash tag, we pass it here, then we pass it the description, so talk and sidebar, and now if we press return inside Emacs, we jump to that page. So this is cool, and now we build again, and we see that we are going to have the link to the page in the browser. Okay, so this link to the default page with a table of content, fine, but maybe what we want to do is to link to the headline foo in that page. How do we do that? We do that by adding a custom ID. Okay, we keep the first part, which is the page where we are, and we add it hash with foo, so that headline foo will have the ID foo its h2 tag, HTML tag, and now we can link it here with still custom ID, so foo, and now it's headline with what? Headline foo in talk page. So we have that. If we press return, we jump to that headline in Emacs, so this is super cool. And now if we call 1-build, we see in the browser that we have a new link, and this link link to that specific inline. So this is cool. So we have the link between pages that works inside Emacs, and that works well also in the browser. Now, let's say that we want to change the CSS. So we've added a page with a specific content, and we've done some link. Now we want to modify the CSS file, which is in the asset directory, the 1.css. Each time we change it, we want to have live reload that copy that file into the public directory. So the same, we go back here, and there is a utility called enter, ENTR, yes, this one, and using that, so a new terminal, we are at the beginning, this will watch the changing in what.css, and enter will copy it into the public directory each time this changes. So let's go back to your note, because I choose some color that is cool, and now we go back to the CSS files, we put them side by side, and maybe we go to the new page that we were changing, and we are going to change the body, the background color, and maybe we can change with the color that we've just taken. So just we save and we see the changing happening. We can do it again with the color that we have at the beginning. And this is the user experience that we have with 1.L on the default function. So now that we've seen that, we've done all of that, all that part, and now we are going to see how to write a render function. So let's go the render function. So one.org, we remember these are the functions that are in the org property. So we are going to remove that part. We no longer want that one. We don't want this. We just keep that. One default, we want this to be the home of our website. We have that, we rebuild, and now we just have one page, and we have that page. Okay, we are going to add another page that we call foo, and here we pass it the render function foo that doesn't exist yet, and we are going to write it. So maybe with some content, and we copy, we have that, we call it bar, to have something to show. So here we are. If we build that, so we build it, and we see in the echo area at the bottom that we have an error, void, which is because the function foo doesn't exist. So now we are going to write that function, and we write it in the one .rcfile.l, where we put any ELISP code that we want to be run each time we build the website or render the pages. So we want a render function called foo. Okay, so that takes three arguments, page three, pages, and global. We are just going to look at the page three in our case, and the render function return an HTML string. This is the thing that we want from them. So maybe foo bar and bars. Now this is something well defined, and with 1.org here the file, we rebuild this, and we can see now in the browser, if we go to the page foo, that we have foo bar bars. So this is exactly what we have rendered by the render function that is set, we see at the bottom in the 1.org file in the one property. Now this is HTML, so we can pass it, for instance, h1, the tag h1, we save that file, we go in the 1.org file, we build again, and now we see that we have an h1. Okay, this is interesting, but if we would have to build those functions with a string like that, this is boring and not the best way. So we can use the library Jack, which offer function Jack HTML that takes some data structure, for instance an h1, a nested list that represent the HTML that we want to render, and transform it into an HTML string. So we have that, we saved. We rebuild in the 1.org file with one build, and we see now that this has been built using Jack -HTML. Now, what do we want to do? Okay, see, the thing that we want to do is to understand page three. So what is page three? Page three is when we go to 1.org, this is really for foo, this is the past, the parsed data of that headline, that page. So this is done with no, not this one. We use, so in the mini buffer we use one parse buffer, and we see this is the data that we have with that function. First headline, and the second headline, this is the parse tree that we have there. This is that data that is passed to the foo render function. One thing that is cool, so RC here, is that as we are dealing with data, we have all the data of the website, we can show them in the web page. Now Why not? So it's great to write the website and also to debug if we need to debug at some point. So let's render page 3 directly in the page. 1.org, and we rebuild, we reload, and we see this is what we have. This is the data that we have, okay? And we have, for instance, the row value, which is foo, which is the headline, the content of the headline in a row format. And we also have custom. So here we have the custom ID foo and one foo, which are the properties. And when we inside those foo, those render function, we have access to this. So what can we do now is to let's get the raw value. So we no longer need that. Maybe we can do something like that. So, so we create some. Now HTML. In HTML, we want the body. We want an H1 tag, and we are going to pass it a title. And in the title, this is something that we let bind here. So the value of the title, we get it with org element property. Property and the row value. So this is the property that we want. So row value, and we, what from which data we want that to page 3. So now let's have one doctor at the bottom. We build again. And now we reload, and we see that we get a foo. This is that title, the value of that variable in that that data structure. Now let's get those two property. How do we get those two property? The same way, one that we call one, so row value, we change that for one, or the other row value for custom ID. We change the title for custom ID. And what we want now is, for instance, yes, H1 again, and our properties. We add the our properties, and let's do a list. So an ordered list with early element. One, we want that value. And that value will be the value of the variable 1. We can do that with also custom ID. And now in the one dot we have to save, and in one dot org files, no, not like that, we rebuild that, and we see that we can get those properties. So this is super cool. So as we are dealing with data and we have the information on the whole website, we can do whatever we want because we have access to that data. Let's, for instance, add a date. The date of 2023. So I think this is 02 when there is the conference C, and we can get access to that one again. Here, so date, and we go, we change the custom ID with the date, and in the list here, so we want in the list this to be the date, and we build again that, and we have access to the date. So really we can do whatever we want. Now we want the content. Okay, so far we get the property, but what about the content? So H1, and now we put org content, and this is going to be something in the variable content, and we have to add that variable. So in the let binding, we write our content. We are going to have that content from the page 3. To do that, we use org export. So we need to export something into HTML. We export the data with the backend. So the data that we want is page 3, but we don't want the first inlet. So we use org element, just contents, and we pass it page 3. So this is that, but for the exported, we need to pass it also how do we call that? We call that an org backend. So one dash aux is the org backend provided by 1.l, and the last argument is nil. We are almost done now with 1.org. We build the website, and we see that we have an error. It's because this is not contents. So the error, Okay, the error was this org element content, I think. And now we build it, and we must see it here. So we have the content, we have the org values, and last thing that we can do maybe is to put some CSS. Let's have a look to one default function. So we can see in 1.l files that we have a lot of default functions that we can use to take inspiration. And the last thing that we need is to link to the 1.css file. So we are going to do that. So, no, 1.0, no, rc files. And this is here. So HTML we don't need. We have that one. We want the head to be here. And we pass it a class, which is a title, a div with the class content. We have that, and now with 1.org, we build it again, and we should see the website render with the CSS, the property, and all the content. And we've done that just with that Emacs Lisp file. So this is all I wanted to show you today with 1.l. I hope you enjoy the talk and have a nice day and a nice conference.